Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Chumas Daf Lamed Ches, and we are starting about the third line with the words of Chagai Ba Kumi Rabbi Yosi, and the Vilna Source Daf is on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, about halfway through. And today's office is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarabas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now we're going to be quoting something which is going to be used as a question on the Mishnah, and this has to do with Meila, which is when one accidentally misappropriates Hekdesh and uses it for their own benefit. So Gemara says, Rabbi Chagai Ba Kumi Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chagai asked in front of Rabbi Yosi. Taman Tanin, over there we learned in the Mishnah in regards to Meila. Amar Eloi, let's say the Baal Bayis told his servant, give the guests a piece, meaning each of the guests is allowed to have one piece of meat. And this meat was hektish, which means that if the servant fulfills the shlichas of the Baal Bayis is going to be over me'ila. However, hu amar, what did the servant tell the guests? To lose shtayim shtayim, each of you should take two pieces of meat. Vehein, and what do they do? Not to lose shalosh shalosh, each of them took three pieces of meat. Kulan ma'alu, all of them were over me'ila. That's because the Baal Bayis was over me'ila for that first piece of meat that he allowed them to take. The shliach, or the servant, he was over me'ila for that second piece of meat that he allowed them to take. And they themselves were over me'ila for that third piece of meat that they took on their own accord. Now here's the question, hachat amar hachin, over here you're saying this? In the Mishnah we had said that if the Baal Bayis instructed his shliach to separate truma, and he intentionally added on even the smallest amount, the entire thing is not valid. But why not? We should say that at least the amount the Baal Bayis usually separates is truma, and only the added amount isn't. Just like we said now, that the Baal Bayis allowed one piece, and the servant on his own allowed two. We don't say that the entire shliach is batal, and that only the shliach is over me'ila. We say the Baal Bayis is over for the piece that he allowed, and the shliach is over for the piece that he allowed. So Amar Rabbi Yosi told him, Taman, michaticha harishon nistam shlichus shabal bayis. Over there, when we're talking about me'ila, from the very first piece that was taken by the guests, already the shlichus of the Baal Bayis was over. Baram hacha, however, over here, akol chit v'chita nistam shlichus shabal bayis. Do you want to say that on every single kernel of wheat, the shlichus of Baal Bayis is over? In other words, over there in the case of me'ila, when the servant says, hey guys, you could take two pieces of meat, when really the Baal Bayis only allowed them to take one, so when they take two pieces of meat and put it on their plates, each piece of meat is something totally separate. The first piece of meat is coming, so to speak, from the Baal Bayis, and that's why the Baal Bayis is over Me'ila, and the second piece of meat is coming from the servant, and that's why the servant's over Me'ila, and that's what the Gemara means by saying, Mechaticha Rishayin is Stam Shlichus of Baal Bayis. The moment they take that first piece, the Shlichus of Baal Bayis is already over, and that's why the Baal Bayis is over Me'ila. But over here, when we're talking about the Shlich taking off too much Truma, what the Shlich is doing on his own accord, and what he's doing as per the instructions of Baal Bayis, are all being done simultaneously, and we're not able to separate what the Baal Bayis wants him to do and what he's doing on his own accord. And therefore, we scrap the entire thing and say none of the truma over here is valid. The Gemara asks, Ma nafik b'bnei hain, which over here means, when is it comparable? Meaning, when can we compare the truma case to the me'ila case? The answer is, Hayulfanu shnei kriyim. Let's say there was two piles in front of him, meaning the Baal Bayis told the shliach, I want you to take truma off of both of these piles. And echa nitka l'daitoy, v'echa nitkan shaloy l'daitoy, one of them he separated as per what the Baal Bayis would have wanted, and one he separated shaloy l'das the Baal Bayis. And it's in this scenario we say that even though with the second pile, he separated shaloy k'das Baal Bayis, since the first pile he separated k'das Baal Bayis, so that first pile is considered nitkan, and it's just the second pile that's not nitkan. And we're not going to be mevatel the entire shlichus and say that the entire thing is not valid. On top, continue to explain the Mishnah. We had said that let's say a person takes off too much truma, meaning they took off more than a 40th, what's the din? And the first opinion was Rabbi Eliezer, who had said that the maximum amount of truma he's allowed to separate is 1/10 of the entire kri. That's because it's just like truma smicer. Truma smicer is a 10th, so too truma gedayla could also be a maximum of a 10th. And let's say he had separated more than that. So we have truma and chulin mixed together. How's he supposed to get out of this predicament? He just makes the remainder amount as truma smicer for some other produce that he has, and he gives the entire thing to the kain. So now the Gemara clarifies. Rabbi Yirmiyah says b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yaakov Racha says b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Asked Rabbi Eliezer ki b'shamay. Rabbi Eliezer is going just like b'shamay. K'mat b'shamay amrin, just like b'shamay said in the first parak. Kidju medumayin. Ken Rabbi Eliezer aymer. So Rabbi Eliezer over here says kidju medumayin. Now we've already brought this up multiple times. What was shitas b'shamay? So this was referring to when a person was mafresh olives for oil, and we had said that even though the truma doesn't work because you can't be mafresh from olives for oil, still trumas atzmon bohem, the olives themselves are considered trumud because we view some of the olives that he's holding as truma for the other olives that he's holding, and the entire thing is kadosh and it's meduma because we don't know exactly where the truma is and where the chulin is. And it's the same thing over here. By Rabbi Eliezer saying that we have a big mixture, some of this is truma where some of it's not, he clearly holds kitchuma dumayim. But now we continue talking about shitas beishamai, because over there Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkia argued in shitas beishamai. Rabbi Yochanan says that beishamai holds that anytime one attempts to be mafresh truma from one thing for another, and for whatever reason that truma doesn't work, we still say trumas atzman bahem, even in a case of Mechia Valaptur, whereas Chizkia maintains that we only say trumas atzman bahem if midai raisa the truma is valid, such as alas for oil, and it's only because of the gzer derabanan that the truma wasn't valid. But if midai raisa the truma was not valid, then we just look at this entire thing as Hevel, and we don't say Trumas Atman Bahen. So now we speak out their Shitas over here and try to plug it into our Mishnah. Altatit Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rabbi Yechanan's understanding of Beishamai, Nicho, what Rabbi Yezer said in the Mishnah makes sense. That Echon Me'asar Shabai, Kadai Shalshem Truma. The one tenth of everything they separated here is considered Truma for the Kriya itself. Vahashar Echon Me'asar Truma. And the rest, meaning he took off more than that, one tenth of that is considered Truma for it itself. In other words, Trumas Atman Bahen, and we're going to give numbers to this in a minute. And Vahashar, the rest of what's here, meaning the remaining nine tenths, is Tevel Tovel for Maisris. And Lefum Kain Sarach Meimar, because of that, we have to say in the Mishnah, the Yaiser Mikan, if he ended up separating more than a tenth, Yasan a Trumas Maiser al Makam Acher. He has to make a Trumas Maiser for a different place. Let's just give numbers to this. So let's say he has a Kri of 100 apples, and he was Marve Betruma, and he separated 20 apples. So Rabbi Lezer says, the maximum amount of Truma he's able to separate is 10. So 10 of these apples are Truma for the Kri itself. Now we have another 10 apples remaining, and therefore we say Trumas Atzman Behen. So one of these apples is going to be Truma for the remaining 9, and the remaining 9 are Tavala Maestras. So as Rabbi Lezer said in the Mishnah, he's going to designate the remaining 9 of those apples as Trumas Maeser for produce that he has somewhere else, and he's going to give all 20 apples to a Kain. And the reason why this fits with Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Beis Shammai is because, again, as we just said, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Beis Shammai says Trumas Atzman Behen, even if the attempted Hafrasha doesn't work midiraisa. And what did this fellow do over here? In our example, he separated 20 apples for a pile of 100, and according to Rabbi Yezer, that the maximum amount of Truma that's allowed to be separated is 10%, so that means that 10 of these 20 apples midiraisa are not Truma for this Kri, but still we say Trumas Atzman Behen, and that's why we have this whole thing that we just went through. Then again, one of them is Truma for the remaining 9, and those remaining 9 are made Trumas Maaser for somewhere else, and everything is given to a Kain. However, continuing the Gemara, al taita d'chizkiya kasha. According to Chizkiya's understanding of Beis Shammai, it's problematic. Echad me'asar shabai kadosh same Truma. We understand that one tenth of the main Kri is going to be kadosh for Truma. And again, in our example where he separated 20, so that means that 10 of these apples are going to be Truma. However, lamitas on alpha on the top, skip the first four words, vashar tevel tevel akol. The remaining 10 apples that he separated, according to Chizkiya, should be 100% tevel, because we don't say Trumas Atzman Behen, since Chizkiya holds in Shitas Beis Shammai that if this Maaser does not work midai raisa, then we don't say Trumas Atzman Behen. So that means that we don't say Trumas Atzman Behen in these remaining 10 apples, and that makes them 100% tevel. And so why is that a problem? Because with Taninon, what do the Mishnah say? Yerser Mikan, more than that, meaning if he separated more than 10% of the Kri, Yasen Trumas Maaser, he should make the remainder Trumas Maaser for somewhere else. But why should he make a Trumas Maaser for somewhere else? Really what the Mishnah should say is V'yasen a Truma, that's the proper girsa, al makam acher. He should make it into Truma for some other place. Because since we don't say Trumas Asman Bohen according to Chizkiya, we have 10 apples over here that haven't even had Truma designated in them. So therefore they should make Truma for somewhere else, not Trumas Maaser for somewhere else. So Gemara says, you're right. Samar Chizkiya, Ke'adah Detani Rav Chiya. Chizkiya holds like what Rav Chiya taught. Detani Rav Chiya, Yaiser Mikan, if he separated more than 10% of his Kri, Yasena Truma al makam acher. That's the proper girsa. He makes it Truma for a different place. And therefore Chizkiya can be Garis like Rav Chiya, and we don't have a question on Chizkiya from our Mishnah, because he's not Garis Yasena Trumas Maaser, he's Garis Yasena Truma al makam acher. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the remaining opinions in our Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.